Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you visited Placer County recently or live in Placer County, you might have noticed an uptick in avian activity. County staff started setting up perches in some of the county parks last year. But it's not just a treat for local bird watchers. It's part of a new natural pest control program using wild birds of prey to keep the local population of voles, a type of field mouse, under control. Matt Williams is the Trails and Open Spaces Supervisor for Placer County and joins us now to tell us more about this program. Welcome.
Hello, Vicky. Thanks for having me on here.
Thank you for taking the time. I never thought about voles at parks, or the response that your county is coming up with. How did this idea come about?
Well, in the past couple of years, they're starting to build properties near open fields. It's getting real common. And some of our new parks are getting installed right next to fields. And these fields are natural for voles to live in. But then once you put a nice lush green park next to them, then it's like a smorgasbord for them. They start coming in and chewing up our plants and killing the plants and chewing through the irrigation and causing quite a bit of damage.
Yeah. You know. How expensive is the damage that a vole can cause?
Well, they can kill plants and depending on the population, which in the areas that we're installing these perches, the population is incredibly high. Because you can just walk down these paths in the evening and just see these voles just scurrying through the plants. And if you've ever been to a nursery and seen the price on plants, you just add that up on a large scale and it gets pretty bad. General pest control, I mean, I got estimates, you know, for like $16,000 for a year's worth of service.
Wow.
And, you know, so that's not necessarily in the budget, and plus, you know, finding a natural way to do it, who wouldn't welcome that, right?
Yeah, so you put up 11 perches up around, I believe, the spring of 2024, so it's almost been a year in places like Doyle Ranch Park and Glen Willow Park. How has it been going? You're almost a year in.
Well, we're going to find out more. We finished them kind of toward the end of the fall season. So we'll see better next spring. We were just starting to see birds landing on them. So, you know, that's very encouraging there.
What kind of bird species are you hoping to attract?
Raptors. So birds of prey. There'd be hawks, different type of hawks, you know, the red-tail hawks in the area. There's quite a few different varieties of hawks around the area. Plus owls at night. So hawks by day, owls by night is what we're hoping for.
And I would think that this is just beneficial because you're not using chemicals or poisons at these parks. This is, I guess, considered biological pest control. Let nature do it for you. But is it meant to totally get rid of the vole population?
No, this is just about controlling the population. You know, there are big fields. We're not going to get them all, you know, but if we can just reduce the impact on the plants, like one of the places that kind of got it going was we have a pollinator project, which is to encourage butterflies and bees and that sort of thing. And we're kind of partnering with a Placer Resource Conservation District on these pollinator projects, and they're these voles are just going out there just wiping out like 50% of the plants on these hedges that are, you know, ones like 1500 foot hedge that we're trying to get established. Mm-hmm. And they just kind of chew their way around the bark and then kill the plant, or they chew the irrigation and then the plant's not getting watered. So it's very expensive, you know. Expensive to do pest control out there. And like I said, to do it naturally is just better if you can.
How did you come up with the idea of birds of prey?
Well, I go to different seminars, continuing education seminars, and and I started looking into bird boxes, first of all. You know, they're boxes where they can brood their fledglings and make nests. And then I found out, well, those also take quite a bit of maintenance. You have to go in and clean them out a certain time of the year, and you know, and it's just a little more maintenance that my guys would have to be maintaining, watching, seeing when the birds are, you know, get the timing right, when the fledglings have left the nest,
Yeah, which is
and
county resources.
yeah, exactly, and that's taxpayers' time and money. And then I learned about the perches, and it's like they're very simple. It's just basically a steel pole with a perch on top, you know, and it's just to give them a vantage point to sit a spot where there's not branches, tree branches, and you're trying to protect an area that gives them a vantage point to sit and hunt.
Yeah, they essentially have an unobstructed view, so they can actually see these voles and go after them if they want to. I would also think it's a benefit to bird watchers. You get to see, I don't know, red-tailed hawks or great horned owls and barn owls.
Yeah.
It's nice to take in when you're actually outside at a park enjoying nature.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll see owls in the daytime, but generally they're more of a night, fly by night creature. But yeah, that's it. If you do see them on a perch, don't try to get too close or they'll just fly away. You know, so
Defeats
stand back a little bit.
the
Yeah, stand back, give them a little bit of room, and then you can, you know, I've seen them up on perches out there about three or four times already, sitting on there waiting. So that's what we want. And that for, you know, I can install, my guys can install like four of them for like $400, you know, versus, you know, $16,000. So,
Well, thank you so much, Matt, for coming up with the
yeah.
idea and sharing it with us here on Insight. We got to check in with you at the end of the year and see how many birds of prey you have, a whole little ecosystem going on at city and county parks in Placer County.
We're hoping for.
Matt Williams is the Trails and Open Spaces Supervisor for Placer County, and we've been talking about the new Raptor Pest Control Program, which includes setting up perches in several county parks to control the local vole population through birds of prey. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great Monday. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.